Reverend Jones to come up and lead us in a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come now to say thank you. We thank you, dear Lord, for another day's journey. We thank you, O Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask that you might just come into the midst of this service, Lord, that you may have your way, that you may touch every heart and every mind, Lord, that somebody may hear a word from you today, that somebody's life may be transformed, dear Lord, by the renewing of their mind. Just guide us, bless us, and direct us. Now, Lord, we ask that you might bless Reverend Givens, Lord. Just give him a word from on high, Lord. Touch his heart, Lord, right now, that he may speak that which you would have him to speak, Lord. That he would cry loud and speak bold and proclaim your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. This morning, we're going to talk about a key word that I love to talk about, and that's work. Work. And several things that came up that I thought about. Are you afraid of work? Are you going to work? Hard work is work. What work do you do? Can you work? This is the key one that a lot of folks say today. I don't want to work, and I ain't going to work. Can you see that work that needs to be done? And who's going to work? So the question I have in mind is, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, says that the people had a mind to work. You know, we remember that old saying that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But when we have a people, a group of people who are willing to work, things can get accomplished. Chapter 4, verse 6 says, so we build the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. There had to be someone who was willing to organize that task. And the task had to be organized and completed. Because the Bible says, and the wall was joined together. But there was people in verse 7 who didn't want to see work done. Who didn't want to see the completion of the wall. Because they know once folks get together, things can be accomplished. So I'm thinking about Crossroad. How many people here are willing to do something great for God? Who are willing to step out of their comfort zone and says, hey, I've got a mind to work. I'm willing to do whatever God would have me to do. But you've got to have a mind set on doing something great for God, not for form or fashion or for say, look what I've done, but no, to say that God is willing to use me to get some things accomplished. I always think of the food committee. That's a great task to feed some folks. I mean, that is a great task to feed some folks. Yesterday, we had a home going for the Alexander family, and there was a church full of folks. And it takes a group of people who are willing to feed the folks. And I was so glad that there's folks who are willing to step up and do something great for God. That's just a minor thing. But they were willing to work. They had a mind to work. What about you? What about you? Do you have a mind to do something for God? Verse 7. It came to pass that the people, when they heard that the wall of Jerusalem were made up and that the breach began to be stopped, they were very wroth or angry. And they conspired all of them together to come to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Now, we have folks in our church who are willing to do that, aren't we? Huh? I remember when we first started the youth program here. Oh, man, we had some folks here. I know you don't remember the Turners, Deaconess Turner, Miss Willie Turner, and there was some other older ones. But we had some folks like the Ruckers. Miss Cora Rucker was on our side, and we had some against us and some for us. You remember Miss Kabler? Miss Kabler was a part of our youth, but we had folks who were willing to say, we want to see the youth grow and take a part in the church activities. Man, that thing grew. It took off because people were willing to work. But we still had some folks against us. But what did they do? We had some folks who were willing to pray for us, who were willing to stand up and pray and ask God to do some great things here at Crossroads. Are you willing just to pray for Crossroads folks who are willing to work? That's all we need is some praying folks who are willing to do something for God. Verse 9 says, and nevertheless, we made our prayers unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Verse 10 says, and Judah said, this is the strength of the bearing burdens, is decay. And there is much rubbles, so that we are not able to build the wall. Now, I thought of that word rubbish. That's an interesting word. Because when you think of rubbish, you think of garbage, don't you? It's the same thing as garbage, something that you want to throw away. But folks, rubbish can be reused. Some folks just want to get, because look at the wall. They're using part of the wall to rebuild with. But they said the rubbish. And there is much. That means there's a lot, don't it? Huh? There's much rubbish so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary says, they shall not know neither see until we come in the midst of them and slay them, cause the work to cease. Y'all see that in verse 11? Folks wanted the work to stop. They were willing to organize people, and that's work. When you organize people, that's work. They were willing to organize people to cause something to stop. How are we going to grow here at Crossroads if we got a bunch of folks organized against the work here? There's programs that need to continue to work. The youth program needs help. The senior citizens program needs help. And who's willing to step up to fill the shoes? I think of Mr. Newby. He's been a part of this church for years. And he's getting older. But look who's stepping in the slots in the sound room and the trustee boards. Who's stepping up? We see men who are willing, and it's volunteer work. They're not getting paid. that are willing to step up and do some challenging things. You got to put up with some folks. But they're willing to continue the work. They don't want to see the work cease. The same with the music department. It's work to getting folks to come out to choir practice. But they're willing to work at it. Verse 12. And it came to pass when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence we shall return unto us, that they will be upon us. Therefore said I, in the lower places beyond the wall, and on higher places, that I even set the people after their families with swords and spears and bows. And I look and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Remember, the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for our brethren and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. Did you see that? The Lord, Nehemiah was telling folks, the Lord will fight for you. Just be willing. Be willing. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us and God has brought their counsel to naught, that we return all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. See, once they found out and knew that God was going to fight their battles, they had confidence. Man, I'm willing to go back to work now. I've got a peace of mind. I got a peace in my heart that only God can give us, and we're willing to go back to work. Somebody had to clean up that rubbish. Huh? Somebody was willing to do that. Not many folks are willing to go and take the garbage out, are you? Even in the house, men let the garbage stay up until the wife says, hey, that garbage needs to be taken out. Or am I the only one to do that? Huh? The garbage needs to be taken out. Why are we letting garbage in our churches today? Somebody need to clean it up and stand up and say, we're not going to allow that. We're not fighting against one another. We need to stand up and be strong for the Lord. Amen? Amen. Verse, help me. 13, thank you. 14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember, the Lord is great and terrible, and fight for your brothers. 15. And it came to pass when the enemy heard it, it was known unto us that God would return. Verse 16. And it came to pass from the time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spear and the shield and the bow and the harpoon, and the rulers were behind all the houses of Judah. See what they were doing? They were willing to fight and work at the same time. They had the swords and the spears, and half of them was working. They were willing to stand up against the enemy. What enemy is in your life that you're willing to stand up against? We've got enemies that we're battling in our own lives. We got demons that really will give us some stinking thinking, don't it? I mean, it's rough in our thinking. And how do we combat that stinking thinking? By the Word of God. Verse 18. For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, And so we build. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, look at this, verse 19. The work is great and large. And we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. You know, they recognize how big that job was, how great it was. And they can only get it accomplished by working together. Some of them had swords and spears, and some of them was working. But when they knew that the enemy was coming, they sounded the trumpet and all of them gathered at that spot. When we know that something is wrong in our church here, we need to gather together and pray. Pray that the God of our fathers would come and make sure the things are getting done, not for our glory, but for his glory. We sing that song, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. That word great, what does it mean in your life? The work is great and large. That means there's a lot of it. Amen? But yet and still, we stand around and complain and talk about somebody need to do this. You see that need to be done? Well, why complain about it and just work together and get things done? Step up or step out. Huh? Verse 20. In what places thereof ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resource ye hither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. Oh, how great our God is. When we take hold of that, our God will fight for us. Do you know that for yourself? Or are you just thinking that he will? See, the Bible says he will fight for us. 21. So we labored in the work. Even in the midst of turmoil, folks were willing to still work. And half of them held their spears from the rising of the morning until the stars appeared. Likewise, in the same time, said I unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be guards to us and labor on the day. Many of them didn't get much sleep because some of them had to watch guard and some of them had to work. But you know, the interesting thing of it is they were willing. They were willing to do something. Some of them had to maybe just sweep or clean the rubbish up. Some of them maybe had to make bricks. Some of them maybe even had to watch guard and watch the children. Our nursery department. How many of us are willing to go to the nursery and just watch children? But how many of us are just willing to work? Or you like that, oh, I don't want to work and I ain't going to work. But that's where we are in a lot of our areas. But to see us grow is we need folks willing to work. The interesting thing that I find out in this story is that the people had a mind to work. They didn't want to see the work stop. They were even willing to fight against the enemy so they can build the wall. It needed to be done. They wanted to rebuild Jerusalem so the people could be united and have a place. And they were willing to work. They didn't want to see it stop. They noticed that the work was great and large and still continue to do the work. We think about our Sunday school. How's it going to grow if folks ain't willing to work and tell folks about it? Every time we need officers in the Sunday school, we got to beg folks to do some work. It takes 6 to 8 months to get a replacement. Why? Because folks ain't willing to work? Or are they afraid of work? Are you afraid of work? Or are you willing to work? It's not about you anyway. Why don't you give God some time that you may be able to grow in His Word and study to show yourself approved, that He may be able to use you? Is the work too great for you that you're afraid of? But God will give you that endurance, that patience, that confidence. This is the confidence we have in Him, that whosoever will. Do you have the confidence in the Lord today in your life? Don't look at no one else. Look in your life. What is your confidence in the Lord? It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understandings. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path, not your son's path, not your daughter's path, but your path. I'm just wondering why we don't want to work for the Lord, just in my own life. Why don't folks want to work? Are they afraid of it? Are they scared what God would do in their lives? Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Verse 21, so we labored in the work. Do you see the picture? Can you see the work that was done there? Can you see the walls that were joined together? Can you see the work of people just willing to do something for God? What else do we have to do? We got to go to work, don't we? We got to go to work for our families, for to keep things, to pay our electric bill, to accomplish things. You know, just the other day, I was thinking, we worked 30 years or more to retire. And I'm enjoying my retirement, I must admit. But I had to work to get something to come in. You can't get your retirement until, 62, 65 now? And some of y'all won't get until 67. But you got to work to get it, don't you? Folks who don't work don't get Social Security or retirement, do they? But you got to be willing to work. Huh? What are you going to do if He don't provide for you? You know how He provides? He gives you strength to get up, the activities of our limbs, a mind to think, huh? A willing heart. Some of us don't want to go to work, but we have to go to work. I was just talking to a young man with a construction company yesterday after the funeral. And he says, you know what? It's hard to get folks to work. It's hard to get folks to come to work every day. They want to work 2 days a week and get paid for five. Something wrong with that picture. We want to get up and have the activities of our limbs, but we don't want to work for the Lord. Huh? What if he don't give us the activities of our limbs? Then what we gonna do? Somebody's got to work to take care of us. Huh? I'm thankful that I got a loving wife. And we're holding each other up. It takes work to work with me. Folks know that I'm a hard man. But only the grace of God that she stuck with me this many years. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for the love that God has given that lady to work with me. Amen? Amen. Amen. But I'm thankful. But I'm willing to work for the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? And in closing, verse 22. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem that is in the night, that may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brothers, nor my servant, nor the men of the guards which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Now, I don't know how long these folks wore their clothes. I don't know. But if you ever worked outside and cleaning up rubbish, you don't get dirty. And if it has been as hot as it has been this week, you're going to be sweating. Amen? And when you sweat, what happens? You stink. Amen? You stink. I don't care who you are, what color you are. You work, you sweat, you stink. Amen? But they said they didn't take off their clothes except to wash. And you know what? Somebody had to clean them clothes. Somebody had to work to clean them up. Somebody's got to work to clean your life up. Are you willing to take off that wretched old man and let God do the cleansing in your life? For we all have sinned. We're all sinners. There's none righteous. No, not one. I'm just saved by grace. For the Bible says we're saved by grace and not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works. There's nothing I can do. You know, it's amazing. Folks are dying every day unexpectedly. How many would ever think after going water rafting, having fun and enjoying yourself, that you're going to die? It's amazing how when God is ready for us, he's going to take us home. Amen. It's a joy. You know, I like that song, let the works I've done speak for me. What work are you doing that God will be pleased of? Because he says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, you, and learn of me. Are you willing to learn of him? He says, come. He's willing to let you come unto him that he may give you rest. Oh, we're going to lose a lot more folks unexpectedly. Tomorrow's not even promised to us. You know, I learned when I lost my cousin that today, the end of the day is not even promised to us. We might see you today and you may be gone this evening. But will you be willing to come to the Master today while there's time? God loves you. I want you to come unto him. Will you come? Let's stand. The doors of the church are open. Christ's arms are open wide. He says, come unto me. As there's one today who doesn't know Christ, but are willing to come unto him, would you come to him today? We have folks here to show you how to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Will you come? Maybe be a member of the church, looking for a church home. And you're willing to work for Christ, would you come? At this time, we'll get our hearts prepared for our offerings. We'll have the deacons take charge.